Hello, and welcome to Mail Week. We're delivering some of our favorite episodes about letters, packages, and deliveries. Enjoy, and we'll be back with all new episodes next week.
What did the dog say to the mail carrier? Woof. It's time for Cool Weird Awesome. I'm Brady. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show full of stories that bring us all together, even traditional rivals like, say, dogs and mail carriers. While canines and postal delivery specialists haven't always gotten along, they haven't always been fighting either. In fact, the National Postal Museum in Washington, D.C. has an exhibit telling the story of a dog who loved the mail so much he actually helped deliver it. It's the story of Oni the dog, who in 1888 started showing up for work at the post office in Albany, New York. We don't know for sure how he started there, but once he did, it was clear this dog loved the mail, so much so that he started riding mail trains along with his human colleagues. The postal employees concluded that since Oni rode mail trains so often and had never been involved in an accident, he must be good luck. So the dog kept traveling. Oni even went overseas, including trips to China, Japan, Mexico, Egypt, and more. The Albany Post Office gave Oni a tag with his home address on it so he could always return to New York State. But along the way, the other post offices started giving Oni tags too, so he could show off all the places he'd been. The dog collected so many of these tags, he ended up jingling wherever he walked. Oni's legend in postal circles grew to the point that when he died in 1897, his human colleagues asked that he be preserved, and so he made two last trips, one to the taxidermist, and the other to the National Postal Museum, part of the Smithsonian, where visitors can say hi to the greatest mail-delivering dog in post office history. You can learn more about the life and career of Oni the Mail Dog at CoolWeirdAwesome.com and on Twitter at CoolWeirdPod. And coming up, we'll travel to South Dakota for a festival that honors a food any dog would love, though sorry, they're not allowed at this festival. That's after this short break.
If you like listening to Cool Weird Awesome, help us make Cool Weird Awesome as a backer on Patreon. For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show. Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird. Learn more today at patreon.com/BradyCarlson. Thanks.
Did you know that you can catch up on an entire week's worth of our show in about 15 minutes? You didn't. And that may be a sign that you need to catch up on some of our past episodes. Check out your podcast feed or our website for more. I don't know if Oni the Mail Dog ever made it to Freeman, South Dakota, but if you head there today, you can take part in the South Dakota Chislik Festival. This is a two-day celebration of cubed meat, usually made from mutton or lamb, on a stick that German-Russian immigrants brought over in the 19th century. Chislik is one of the official symbols of the Mount Rushmore state today, which makes me wonder why other states haven't designated official foods on sticks. I'm Brady, hope you have a great weekend, and hope you stick around next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.